Last month, Alaska's biggest rural airline carrier, Raven Air Group, declared bankruptcy as passenger demand fell. This placed tens of thousands of rural Alaskans in jeopardy should they need transportation to bigger cities for help. The airline blames its demise on travel restrictions that many villages have put in place to protect themselves from the coronavirus. Christy Schallenberger of Alaska's Energy Desk reports.
Christina McDonough is a law student in New York right now, but she's been keeping up with news from her home state of Alaska. McDonough is Subiak, one of the Alaska Native people that live in southwest Alaska. She grew up in the village of Perryville, and she remembers breaking her arm as a kid.
And I had to wait several days for the airplane to come to take me to the nearest hub, which was Dillingham. And, a broken arm is nothing compared to pneumonia.
She's worried the state isn't prepared for a coronavirus outbreak in rural Alaska. Reliable medical transport is one of her biggest concerns. Raven Air Group served more than 100 predominantly Alaska Native villages, and without much warning, the rural airline declared bankruptcy in April and abruptly left villages without mail delivery or passenger transportation. That left a lot of questions for rural healthcare providers who depend on those airlines to fly patients in for medical care. Heidi Hedberg directs the Division of Public Health at the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services.
We are hoping and waiting to see the private industry step into that vacuum and meet the needs of the villages that have had reduced flight services into their communities.
But Alaska Native communities still remember the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic, wiping out entire communities. So nearly all the villages in southwest Alaska put strict policies in place, prohibiting anyone from outside the village from coming in order to protect themselves against the virus. Hedberg says the State Emergency Center is working with the rural airlines that are left to properly transport rural patients who test positive for coronavirus who need urgent care. But should the airline refuse or is unavailable,
that's when the National Guard or the Coast Guard is able to be used to transport that positive case.
But that's not the case with non-coronavirus patients. With no regular air service, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation, one of the few rural health providers in southwest Alaska, has had to turn to charter flights to get non-coronavirus patients to Bethel, a small town that serves as one of the region's hubs. That's expensive, says Mitchell Forbes of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation, costing them $1,000 per flight.
Right now, we've continued to tell the state that if a solution is not found there, it is not financially feasible for us to continue to carry that cost.
But Forbes says they will make sure they won't leave anyone behind in a village that needs medical help. For Here and Now, I'm Christy Schallenberger.